Malachy, what sort of a game was that to experience from your side of things along the sideline? Because it was unbelievable to watch.
Yeah, it was, you know, and I suppose we all just knew after last year there was going to be a really intense game, and there was going to be hot and heavy at times, and the chances were going to be few and far between at times, and you had to try and limit your mistakes. And I suppose all of those things happened. Obviously got a brilliant start to the game, and we're playing really well, and then the goal against the run of play sort of give Kilcoo a bit of a foothold in the game, but at the same time, at half time we're in 2 points up. We knew we were in a good position, we knew we were playing well, and it was just a matter of keeping the heads and keep sticking to the plan and hopefully get through in the end. That's what happened.
Like a 5-0 lead is a Christmas present early. A couple of deadly scores, JD, Conan from Guckin, I think was it Conor Glass, the other one.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't ask for better, really.
No, that's right. You know, and that's what I said to someone, you know, last year I felt that maybe we were a wee bit passive, you know, in our attacking play. And so we wanted to ask more questions of the Kilcoo defence today. And certainly early on, the boys did that, you know, some great running off the ball. And you know, we created some gaps and then we were able to get through and get the score. So we got a great start. Unfortunately, we let the goal in, and Kilcoo are like that. They can always hit you on the break and get things up. But we expected setbacks along the way, and it was just about keeping the head and going again.
The gap was their first attack, and you had scored 5 out of 6 chances.
That was it, you know, and that's why it was frustrating at the time. But that's we always knew that could happen, you know, because they've great movement up front, they've great pace. But it was still a disappointing one to give away. And when we look back, we'll see exactly what happened. But the main thing was to be able to absorb that and to know, look at that, that's part of it as well, and just to not lose the head and to refocus and go again.
I spoke to you earlier last week about game management and getting ahead. Conan McGuckin won the breaking ball. 3 minutes of possession, score, 2-point lead, like a big moment in the game to try and stay ahead.
Yeah, that was a big one, you know, and I remember even last year in the game, we kept possession at the very start of the game for maybe three and a half minutes, and then we missed the chance at the end. So it was, and them ones are big moments in the game, because when you keep possession like that, if it leads to a turnover, it gives the other team a lot of oxygen. So no, it was great to be able to go in and get the score, and as you say, it was a big moment in the game.
How big a factor was the sun in that second half? Because it looked difficult. There was a pass kick one time and Conor Laverty appeared out of nowhere. It was probably difficult to play into the sun.
It was, you know, Goose and the boys will tell you that better, you know, especially had the ball in the air at all. The sun was right in their eyes, and it did make it a wee bit more difficult. But look, I suppose it's just another thing we had to contend with.
Helter skelter second half. Goal chances, Conor's block.
Yeah.
Just Ethan got the sort of insurance point before the goal, so...
Yeah, that was it. We was going to do that, but we knew as well. I knew the boys were hungry for it, and that it wouldn't be for lack of effort or work or anything else that we beat, you know. And that's what came through. You know, a couple of times second half, we didn't do things as well as we would have liked, but we still knew that we weren't going to give up anything easy. And look at some brilliant defence, some putting bodies on the line, and great blocks towards the end there, and that's what it needed.
Were the boys relaxed coming into it?
Well,
only they can answer that.
Have you ever relaxed coming into the final? But no, it was a case of, look at, you know, you're not going to perform at your best if you're too hyped up. So it is a matter of getting that balance right between, you know, having that hunger and that desire, but at the same time keeping your head about you, that when the big decisions have to be made, you're able to do it. So look at, it's just trying to get that balance right. And here, look at the probably we're near enough today.
5 minutes to go. You have got yourselves into the position that you were in last year. Sort of ahead when the game was coming into the decision moment, and 2 points up, and then Conor made that block back there whenever they were going looking for some sort of score to get back. Another big one.
Yeah,
the roof nearly lift off the stand.
That's right. Yeah, that's it. That was a big moment, you know. And they were coming at us strong at that stage. But as I say, you know, I knew they weren't going to get anything soft in there. The boys were really, really determined to keep them out, the concentration levels were high, and it was great to be able to just get that one cleared.
You stood in the lorry container last year after the county final, and you thought hopefully that there's more days to come. Last year didn't come. You'll have a night tonight. Like, what will the feeling be like tonight, do you feel?
It'll be brilliant. You know, because in fairness, the boys have put so much into it, and as you know, like last year to win the first county title, very easy I suppose this year to sit back on their laurels and admire it and take a break for a year or whatever. But right from the start of the year, the boys have been very hungry and got better and better as the Derry Championship went on, and then you know, get through to Ulster. Then you know it's a long way back to get and try to get through to an Ulster final and then win it. So no, the boys deserve brilliant credit and the whole club does, and it's a great reward from the day.
A long way back, you'll be wanting to go for an All Ireland final position when you're here, because it is a long way back. You have to make the most of it.
Yeah, well that's it. And look at the four teams that are left. There's no doubt they'll all be thinking the same way. You know, so it's just a matter of having a couple of days celebration and then getting back down to earth and seeing if we can, you know, take that next step.